What are chemistry and compatibility? Can you have both? How do you know which one to prioritize? We'll find out right after this. All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar. So there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to WonderfulPistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hello there, girly pops.
Hey.
My boo-boo babies.
Yes.
How are y'all? How are you? I'm like, how are y'all? Like, y'all about to respond. How are you?
I'm doing good, you know?
Straight to the point.
Yeah.
Straight to the point. I'm doing good. Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. This week has been one of the weeks that has been an easier week. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been pretty mellow. Nothing shaking and stirring me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm appreciative of that. So it's been good for me, you know?
Good.
I have been meditating. I had a streak. But girl, I hate when I do this. I forgot to meditate yesterday because usually I meditate in the mornings. But yesterday morning I woke up and instead of going on my walk and doing my usual routine, I was like, I need to work on these episode notes. And that just threw off the whole routine and I forgot.
I hate when that happened to me too. I had a streak in my Bible app.
I know. Don't you hate that?
But then I had to release it.
Yeah, I released it. I released it.
There'll be more opportunities.
In the grand scheme of things, it's just one day, but it's just like, ooh. You know, this. It's satisfying.
It's a reward. It's an incentive to keep doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like putting a little sticker on the wall.
Right.
I know that happened to me, but I said, Lord, you know my heart.
You know, I've been in here.
I was in there. I was in there. You know what's been a game changer for me is like listening to the scripture instead of reading it. I was telling Andres, man, I really want to be one of those people who like sits down and reads the Bible. And I'm like, oh, revelation. You know, I want to be one of those people, but I found that it's been so much like more beneficial to me to just have them read it.
It feels like a story.
And I'm like, babe, let me tell you what happened with Joseph and Jacob. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm super excited to like actually be feeling like I'm retaining and learning it. Because right now I could tell you some shit.
You can.
I can. I could really break down what was happening in Genesis.
Are you doing a plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bible in a year.
I was doing that one too. Which one are you doing? You know, there's multiple.
Minus 365 Bible in a year.
This one is, it's the Bible in a year too, but there is multiple. So this one is the Bible with Nikki and Pippa.
Not in that one. Are you in the
Nikki and Pippa Gumbel?
No.
In the YouVersion.
Oh, I'm in the Holy Bible. Oh, that's YouVersion. Yeah, it's YouVersion. Yeah, that's YouVersion. It just says read through the Bible.
Okay.
But it's really good and I've been eating it up, y'all. There's tea. Girl, I was listening. Girl, and I said, period. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like talking back to it. And Andres was like, you are crazy as hell. I'm like, no, you need to really get in here. This is a lot of good stories are happening here.
Yeah.
So it's been good. But I totally feel what you're saying about like the streak and, you know, having that positive reinforcement and being able to like push yourself a little bit more through those little rewards.
Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good today. Work kind of tried to get the best of me. I already took a mental health day yesterday, and I felt good about it, too. I already knew. When I came home, I said, I ain't going to work tomorrow.
When you know, you know.
I knew it already. I didn't wrestle with it.
It's as good as it being on the calendar.
I didn't wrestle with the idea. I said, it's actually not happening. And I felt good. I felt affirmed in my decision because I had some stuff to do for the podcast. And I'm like, this is my priority today. Unfortunately, it's not the white man gig.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. That's why I have PTO. So it gave very much so mental health day. And I was able to lock in and like do my stuff. I found this really cute coffee shop by my house.
Oh, you ended up going to a coffee shop?
Just to pick it up and come back home. I told you. It's a churria. A churria.
Oh, they churria. Make churros?
Yeah. They make fresh churros.
Oh, were they good?
I didn't get any.
Oh.
But stop by. It was morning, girl. I couldn't have that. It's top of the morning. But
a donut.
But you should try it. You should try it. It's not far from my house. I'll tell you where it is.
Yeah.
But they have pistachio lattes.
Mm.
And you know that's
my favorite.
Your theme. And it's so bomb.
Have you had the one at Hilltop?
No.
Oh, they have one.
It's good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll have to try theirs out. I love that it's a year-round thing now. Like, it's close.
Yeah, it's something I don't know.
People don't be having it year-round. I'm glad I found a place, though,
right?
Because I'm going to be running that up. You have to go there and try some of their stuff, too. But yeah, I took the day off and it was nice. And then today, they tried to pull me back.
It's so easy to get knocked off your square.
I know. I said, hold on now. Actually just took time off to restore and y'all bringing me back into this bullshit. But then when I left work, I said, no, it stays here. It actually stayed there when I got in the car.
Leave it where it's at.
I left it. When I got in the car, I said,
you gotta leave it where it's at.
I'm actually using this opportunity to be excited to go sit down and talk with my bestie and like create content. I'm like, this is going to be my happy place.
I was thinking that
too. For the next hour or two.
I was in here taking pictures. The office space. And I was like, we've been here going on 4 years.
What?
We came in here in 2020 or 2021. So maybe going on
2021. I think it was 2021.
And I'm like, wow, we have really made a home for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've been consistent. We've built something like this.
Our little space.
This is our little space.
Yeah.
I know there's little moments where we're annoyed with it, but overall, this is our home.
Yeah.
Like, we really built a place where we can come in anytime we want. We can record. We can set it up how we want. We did it. We did our big one with the decor.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. I was looking at us on the wall and I'm like, this is our head.
I know.
Our headquarters.
A sense of pride. You're right. Wow. I'm having a moment because you brought it to me. I feel like sometimes when you're in the midst of it, you forget that like this is really a brand.
Yeah.
And that picture is one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Represents our personality and like who we are individually and together, like collectively, like how fun and like cute our friendship is. And I just really love it. And to see that on the wall captured like that in real time.
Captured in frame.
Yeah, captured as a moment. I'm like, this is a real thing. Me and my girl have going on here.
It's a thing.
Whose idea was that to get that frame for us?
Mine.
Smart girl.
I said, we need to hang this up.
We do. I'm glad we did. That was one from our live show.
Yes.
I love it. And it's so cute.
It was from our live show. So I took it and got it framed at Michael's, which does amazing framework.
I love it.
And we put it on the wall and we look so good.
We do. And it's our original logo.
Yeah.
You know, it's so cute. This is a real catch up now. We're taking more photos. We're having a photo shoot soon. And it's going to be exciting to like capture us at another phase. I feel like these time markers for like where we are.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to just use those and like be able to look back. I don't know. Just think about where we were in that moment and like really where we were on this photo, y'all, when we had just started.
Yeah.
It would be cute. And maybe we'll send Nikki some photos of this stuff so she can put those
in the
YouTube video so that you get a reference for what we're talking about. Yeah. But it's been a good ride and I'm excited. I want to stay excited. And I feel like when the enemy tries to knock me off my square for real, it's like, no,
You gotta show him that you're still standing.
In it.
10 toes down.
Okay. Because I heard what he said.
I need to take more mental health days for real. Because last year, I feel like I didn't take barely any. This is the year that I will use those 10 days of sick time.
Use them. Use them.
This is a year.
Use them.
This is the year.
Yeah, and I think it feels better when you use them when you really need them. I feel like it doesn't hit the same when it's like, I'm going to just call out. Like, I haven't had one of those days where it's like, I'm not going on Monday or I'm not going on a Friday. Like, we be at work, y'all.
Yeah, we really be
at work. And the only time that I don't be at work is when it's scheduled.
Same.
So I felt really good taking that time off. And
I know you did.
Anytime I'm in those positions. I was thinking,
damn, you should have told me.
I almost did. I almost did. I was like, should I tell Brittany? And then we can have like a cute little work day. But I said, she probably just want to be there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, let me not influence her. But when those moments, when I have those moments where I'm just in my own energy and I'm doing work for the podcast and it feels like this is what I do every day.
Day to day.
I really try to soak it up. And yeah, I really
that's
like
a part
to,
of manifesting. That's a part of making it really come to be, the visualization and the putting yourself in that setting and in that energy. Mm-hmm. Just like when we did with our staycation.
Yeah.
You have to immerse yourself fully into the experience.
Yeah.
So that you can see what it feels like, yeah. How your energy is shifting from, you know, your traditional mm-hmm. work that you do day in and day out.
It was beautiful. More days like that are on the way. Yeah. So I feel good. And that's that on it.
That's good.
Thank y'all for sitting through us.
While we, you know, process.
While we do what we do.
So we're here
today. I think by the time y'all hear this, is it going to be Valentine's Day? So this is one day before Valentine's Day, which I think is a great episode.
I agree.
To be released around this time.
I agree. Valentine's Day. I hope you all are feeling the love. Yes, whether it's from yourself, from a romantic partner, from your friends, from your family. I hope you all feel loved. I know that Valentine's Day is a day that puts pressure on some people because of its meaning. But don't let it get you down. Love on yourself, love on your people, and it's just a day.
Yeah.
It's my favorite holiday. I love it.
You always
partnered or single, I'd be having me a good ass time.
You always say that.
Yeah.
I had a low key Valentine's Day last year. I don't know what's happening this year. It's probably gonna be equally low key.
Last year?
Well, I was pretty low key.
I went to Pilates.
Exactly. I remember I was at Pilates. But like I felt good about it, you know?
Yeah.
I felt good about it because I was in a deep state of gratitude for the love that I have for myself. That felt like self-love to me, like putting myself first and making time and space to move my body. Obviously, I'm in a healthy relationship and like Andres showered me with love that day. And then the relationship of my platonic relationships, my friends and my family, like to have all of those boxes being checked. And I don't think one is better than the other, but I was just so grateful that, you know, I have really good people around me and that I'm also really good to myself.
Yeah.
So wishing that on me, you, y'all out there.
All the girls and the guys.
Everybody. Okay?
I remember still being on a high from our Galentine's Day last year.
Oh, yeah.
On Valentine's Day. So
That was a special one.
Yeah, it
felt was an emotional one.
It was.
I'm really excited for this year's Galentine's
Day. Me too. This whole month, I feel like it's full of love.
It is.
Honestly.
We'll be sharing it.
You know? So anywho, back to the matter at hand. So I'm not even going to go into it like straight up. But when you are in romantic relationships, or I will say like in the dating stage. Mm-hmm. When you're in the dating stage, dating is really interesting. Ask me how I know. Can be very interesting. You're going out with people. You're getting a vibe. Or maybe you're not. You're feeling these feelings. And it's a really like interesting space to navigate. But as I've had many dating experiences at this point, and as a girl, if you know my history here, you know that I can be really idealistic. I can get caught up in the fantasy. I can really take it there. I could take it on one if I want to. But that's not healthy. And Jeremy and I, we were having a really full conversation on our staycation a couple weeks ago. About chemistry and compatibility. And she was like, if you had to choose between chemistry, compatibility, communication,
commitment
and consistency, which one would you be like, I can go without?
Yeah, I could live without.
And I was like, damn, it was so hard to answer that question because I'm like, damn, I love the chemistry. I really get a kick out of it. I really get a kick out of it, but I want to be compatible too. But I want to communicate, but then...
Which one did you say you could do without?
I think I said communication at first.
I know. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think I said communication.
I'm like, you wildin'.
Which is not true. Which brings us to today. We are going to have a conversation about chemistry and compatibility because I have had several experiences where there has been one and not the other. And I can speak on it.
If we're really honest with ourselves and we can admit that we've all had a situation where it's like, I really feel strongly about this person. There's something that's drawing me into them, mm-hmm. but nigga, it's toxic. Or we're not really aligned in the places where they really matter, right? Or no, I don't want to say really matter, because really mattering is very subjective.
But it really matter to you.
Yes. It's my stuff. That will make things smooth and healthy and create an environment where there's a balance.
Where the relationship can actually be successful.
Yeah. I think that what we want is like a balance of all of it.
I think so. A balance of both of all of it is a key indicator of a healthy relationship. And I think that's what we all desire. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I desire. And so let's get into it. So let's define the difference between chemistry and compatibility. So mm-hmm. chemistry, this is those intense feelings, the connection, the attraction, the excitement, spark. The spark, the butterflies, je ne sais quoi. The damn. There's some I really like. I like
that's what you like.
Yeah, I like you. You know, I'm feeling drawn to you.
Yeah.
Whoo.
Okay, calm down.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I really like that when I feel that, because the thing is, I don't feel that a lot. I'm not that crazy over a lot of people. So when I feel that, I'm like, oh, there's something here with this one, because I'm feeling some immediate feelings to where I have sometimes feel like I've had to do a build up of that, you know? So that's the chemistry. The thing with chemistry is that it can be fleeting.
Mm-hmm.
It can be really strong and intense, but then it can go like a thief in the night. I told y'all about my little love bombing situation.
Well, he just completely disappeared.
Completely. That was one really fueled with chemistry.
Wow.
That situation was really fueled with chemistry. You guys, it was a very short stint, about a week and a half. But baby, it felt like something.
Yeah.
But that week and a half felt like.
You are mine and I am yours.
The week and a half felt like a good 6 months.
Okay, hell.
We had went on like 4 dates in 1 week. It was,
you know, it was doing things that you liked.
He was.
Yeah.
So. It can be fleeting, but I think that chemistry does play a significant role in the initial stages of the relationship. Maybe not the middle and the end, but in the initial, it feels good to have it there. So there are 3 main aspects of chemistry. Should we get into
that? Yeah, let's get into it. So one of the first aspects is biological, right? So this is you meeting somebody and your body responding. You're having that strong, like, euphoric feeling. Our brain and our hormones are releasing chemicals, oxytocin, dopamine, that are like really triggering us to have this like euphoric, pleasurable experience with a person, right? Also, your pheromones, that's the molecules, the scent molecules that are being released when you connect with somebody where it's like, yo, I don't know what this is. But something's happening. I can feel it. I can feel the biological chemistry. Yes.
Yeah. And then there's the psychological aspect of chemistry. So with this, we are attracted to people who share like some of our interests, values, humor. You know, when you're just talking to somebody and it feels like really familiar, you know, you pick up on little jokes. You guys like have some commonality there and it feels like the conversation is flowing easily. That feels like chemistry because the opposite feels like
flat,
boring,
boring. Yeah.
It's not landing. Yeah, it's not sticking. It's not, you know, so we're drawn to people who make us like feel good about ourselves. Maybe they're showering you with compliments. You know, it's a vibe.
Resonance. Resonance always makes you feel good about yourself. It's like, I don't feel othered. I don't feel like you don't understand me. That's a big piece of it, right? When you have shared interests or shared goals, like same type of humor, it's like, oh, we the same. It's the same.
It's giving, like you said, resonance. It's giving resonance. You feel me? Yeah. And I really love another part of the chemistry that I love, that I feel like sparks the chemistry in me, is when there's some intellectual stimulation. Mm-hmm. Not the stick in the mud type. Like, yeah. No. I this, I that. But kind where it's like, okay, you're smart. You're intelligent.
But you're also
down to earth. You're like me.
There's a particular banter.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think that it's just like you like or I like. I think that most people like. I feel like whatever your type of banter is.
You like it.
You like to have that with the person that you're with because it makes the flow easier. Right. It's like we understand the same jokes. We understand the same politics. We understand the same. Is he giving here? We're here. So lastly, another aspect of chemistry is the emotional chemistry. So this is about having that deep intimacy, creating space to feel like seen, heard, understood, the vulnerability, that type of connection where you're like, I really feel validated by you. See,
I feel intimate.
There's intimacy here. Yeah. Like, ooh, it's giving close. It's giving, we getting real
the
close.
Next,
and if you're lucky, you get all, when you get all 3, it's dangerous. Ooh. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
So it's good to point out that not everybody experiences chemistry in the same way, right? Some people are really physically like attracted or work off of physicality.
Yeah, and like that, he fine, she fine.
Yeah, and it's like panties are wet. Right. I'm ready to make a move.
Yeah.
And then there's other people who are like very intellectually stimulated. So that like type of chemistry works better for them, the psychological chemistry. And then others might want to get deep in the heart with you. So it's not a one size fits all. And it's just about figuring out like what moves me.
Exactly.
That's what I want to be moved by.
Yeah, baby, and it be moving me.
Listen, I've had a few move. I move.
Just like that?
I've had a few moments like that.
Same. But the thing is, chemistry builds the fire, but we need compatibility to keep it lit.
Mm-hmm. To sustain.
It's that real firewood that keeps the fire going. Yeah.
Chemistry is the starter, okay?
The Duraflame.
Chemistry is the Duraflame.
It's a starter log.
Yeah, it's a starter log.
It immediately gets it going. It's like, whoo.
But the compatibility is throwing that other wood log, the real wood on there.
The real wood.
Okay, some shit that hasn't been soaked in gasolina. What they be soaking that in?
A treatment.
They got something in it. Okay, because you can't keep throwing in. I mean, you can't keep putting in starter logs, but that's not their purpose.
It's just to get it going.
You need that real firewood.
That real firewood to keep it a slow.
To keep it roar.
Burn.
What do we call that? A raging fire. That's what you want. You see, that was a perfect. That was perfect.
Y'all, we are on a roll. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be right back.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Compatibility is when two individuals find themselves aligned in various aspects of their lives. So we already know, I think you're fine. I think you're funny. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
But with the compatibility, these are the aspects that are going to lead to a fulfilling and harmonious connection.
Yeah.
You know, something.
Putting a stamp on it.
Something good.
Yeah.
Someone who shares your core values. Mm-hmm. Someone who has similar goals. They enjoy the same activities that you enjoy. Their lifestyle meshes with yours. Yeah. This is the stuff that's really the meat and the potatoes.
Really,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you look good. I like how you dress. I like how you talk. I
feel like the compatibility are the things that you cannot change.
These are the core.
These are going to be the things that is almost fixed. That's really what I want to say. This is the kind of fixed stuff. This is the stuff you got to be able to accept a person with or without. It just is what it is.
Yeah,
to me.
This is when the curtain is
what they say
back.
This is when the rubber meets the road.
This is where the rubber for sure meets the road.
This is
usually where I have the come to Jesus moment.
Yeah,
where I'm like, bruh, now what? Why'd you bring me this far? Just to bring
I know.
Why?
So with compatibility, there are a few things that we're looking into. One is shared values, right? So These are the fundamental principles that guide your lifestyle or your life choices and your decisions. They encompass very important things like your family,
yeah,
right? Your honesty, your faith, your education, your career choices, your money management, how you act in social settings, social responsibility, all of that.
Yeah.
And when you find somebody who's compatible with you, then this like feels good. Like, we understand one another. But at least if they don't share the same values, they can respect yours.
Yeah.
You know, do you respect mine? Because sometimes There are differences in faith or religion. And it's like, hey, I'm not stepping on your toes. You're not stepping on mine. I accept you for where you are and you accept me for where I am. It's that piece that needs to be there.
Right. But if you value financial security, right, and you have somebody who has super poor money management or there's no financial security, this is where you can see a misalignment in their shared values, because that's something that you have placed a high value on.
Yeah.
And you met someone who does not share that same value. And now there's a disconnect because you can acknowledge that this is not going to work.
Yeah. Or when people are like, I want children.
Yeah.
You don't want children. That becomes chaotic.
It does.
And it's like, damn, now
we're not compatible.
Now we're, yeah, it's giving misalignment.
And this is why you have to be honest. You have to be really honest about what your values are. And if someone's values don't align with yours, you just have to let it go. Because this is something that is serious. This is something that likely might not change. Mm-hmm. If you don't want kids, I know that people can change their mind at any point. But if somebody really wants kids and you're dead set on not wanting kids, it's like,
it brings more friction to the relationship.
It can bring friction for sure. Another important part of compatibility is a shared goals. So these are your aspirations, your ambitions, your plans for the future, both individually and as a couple. Mm-hmm. Having compatible goals means that we're on the same page. We both want to be married. That is a goal. It's not that I'm trying to convince your ass. You have come into this relationship saying that it is a goal of mine to be married. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm glad that we share that goal.
Yeah.
And we also share joy in supporting each other's dreams and ideas. I'm not trying to stifle you. You're not trying to stifle me. We're working together as a team to accomplish these goals and these dreams, right? So this could look like wanting to travel the world together. I want to travel and you don't have a passport and you don't like getting on planes.
Yeah, it's giving misalignment. Or if somebody's like, I prefer nomadic lifestyle. I want to travel the whole world and I want to settle.
Yeah.
Or living in two different areas or parts of the world. Like, that kind of stuff really does shape if we're going to be able to sustain our relationship, our connection.
Yeah, it can end up in conflict. Our lifestyle choices are not aligned.
No.
Doesn't mean yours are bad or mine are better. It's just given that we're not aligned there.
Yeah. So another component of compatibility are your shared interests. So although these aren't like necessary, it does add another layer for enjoyment, right? It makes the connection even more enjoyable, more joyful, right? So this looks like your hobbies, different activities, passions, anything that you both find fun and fulfilling to do together. So this might look like, you know, enjoying outdoor activities or board games or having game night, family night. Imagine somebody does not find value or find that that's fun and you do.
You always gonna be headbutting.
Headbutting. And this happened to me before.
Oh, it did.
This happened to me before. I'm like, we can't even strengthen our bond of a shared interest because you don't find what I find interesting or enjoyable.
It happened to me too. Every time I'm extending an invite, I was dating someone and like either the invite would get shut down because he was like more of a homebody, which is okay. Like opposites do attract. Yeah. Opposites can be compatible.
Yeah.
But if you have no respect for the opposite, or even any flexibility, then that's when it does become incompatible. Like I would be asking him to come with me to family night or to even come to dinner with me in Germany because she wanted to treat.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. What was I treating for?
Because he had essentially.
Oh, yeah. Helped me find the apartment. Yeah, for sure.
And he was like, oh, not today. Like, what?
Didn't he ask to get a takeout or to go or something?
Yeah, can I just bring it back? And I'm like, you're missing the point here.
Yeah.
We're trying to commune together.
We're trying to bond.
And you're asking me to bring you the food to go. Like, we don't have shared values. Friendship is very important to me. And you're not seeing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then even when we do go out, you're red. Like, you're here so you don't get fired. But you really don't want to be here. And now my time has been compromised.
Yeah. And it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's just not fun. This one has definitely stuck out for me like a sore thumb. Doing things with my family is very important to me. Doing things with my friend, doing shit together outside is important to me.
Listen.
So if you don't find value in going beyond the door of your home,
it's going to be a problem.
I can only watch so many movies. I can only do so many. I can only Uber Eats so many nights. I actually don't want to do that anymore.
We stayed on an Uber Eats and I'm like, I'm actually miserable here. Like, I'm feeling hella miserable.
Can we just go out and
can
sit
we go
down?
Out, sit down? And because it's a vibe. Like, I want to get dressed. Yeah. I want to, you know, the experience.
Yeah, I want to have like a
sit
glass.
Sit down. I want to look at you in the eyes and have a conversation and sip some wine and talk about the food and converse with the waiter and, you know.
And drive there together and listen to music. And like, it's a whole experience that we're missing out on. Yes, for sure.
Because you just want to do this. which is fine, but do it with somebody else because it's not
do it with somebody who also finds value and enjoys this.
So the final important part of compatibility is lifestyle choices. So this is your daily routines, your social preferences, which we touched on, your spending habits, and other aspects of how you live your life, how you keep a home.
Because if you dirty, ooh, God, that's cool.
Yes. This, again, is being compatible means finding someone who respects and understands your lifestyle choices. They might not be like perfectly aligned. Like you might not both be neat freaks.
Yeah.
You know?
But help.
But they respect. They're willing to contribute to keeping the home together. They're willing to make adjustments where necessary. And you guys can come to some sort of a common ground.
Yeah.
You know? But like we said, if someone's introverted and they prefer quiet nights at home, and then you're dealing with someone who thrives on social gatherings and always like looking for new places to go all the time, that might not work if you're not willing to compromise, because compromise is really, really important in this. And more than compromising, you need to be joyfully compromising. You know?
Smile on your face.
You need to be doing it with a smile on your face. You don't need to be like.
And yeah. With a smile like yeah. That. Every time I think back to one of my previous relationships, I couldn't imagine living with any of them. My lifestyle is so like the actual me inside of the home could not thrive with a person who did not value a clean space. Do not leave your shit all over the place. Please don't leave your towel. I'm not here to help pick up after you. I don't want to do any of that. Don't leave no motherfucking dishes. I don't want to do that.
I feel you.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to see. I remember vividly.
The hot Cheetos.
Girl! have I told that story already?
I don't know if you told them, but you've told me.
I used to let my ex, like, obviously he would stay. I have an apartment. He was still living at home. He would stay at my place for like days on end, and I would go to work and come home and da-da-da-da-da. And I came home one day and there were hot Cheeto crumbs on the counter. And I'm like, I don't leave my home like this. How did you come take the bag? I'll eat the chips here and not see them big ass red crumbs there. And not think to clean it up. You have to go, you damn bum. Get out.
It's something about it. Yeah, that combo
is lazy to me.
That combo triggers me.
And like leaving your drawers on the floor, leaving your stuff, leaving your dish. Like, hey, actually.
Just completely having the home be in a complete disarray. Yeah.
Go home.
Please.
Because I don't live
like
that.
You're disturbing peace.
And my mental health is at risk when you come over here doing
baby,
that.
Baby, listen, now I quickly pull out. It's affecting my mental health.
Like, come on.
The way you keep a home is compromising my mental health, bruh. Listen. It's compromising. It's fucking with me.
And again, it goes back to the respect or willing to meet in the middle, because even in my current relationship now, Andres knows, like, hey, I might lose it. Please do not leave a dish in the sink. I don't want to wake up and see that, because guess what? You know where my mind goes in the morning? Now I got to clean this shit up before I get cracking with my shit.
Yeah.
And you have now created a delay for me. And one night he said, you see, I had put them dishes. I started the dishwasher and everything because I knew my babe was going to be tripping
thank
in the morning.
Thank you.
I said, boy, you would have had your ass up. I would have had to come.
Not the black mother.
Get up. Get up. You actually, you can't sleep in here. You can't have peace because my mind is not at peace. Now I'm wrestling. Now my thoughts are going around how I'm a cleaner. You actually got to get up, babe. I would have been, babe. And I can't get my morning routine going when I'm looking at.
I know. I'm tracking with you.
Help me help you. Help me keep the peace in this home. That's the only way we can do it, babe.
Can you think of a relationship where you had the chemistry, the strong chemistry, but the compatibility was lacking?
I feel like I've told y'all this a million times. Like, I had a really strong chemistry with someone. It felt magnetic. I told you.
Instantly.
Once we figured out, like, oh, we like each other. Because this person had already been in my life, but we had never.
Well, yeah, I know. But once you guys.
Yeah. Once we decided, like, oh, there's a little something here. It was crazy. I was like, bro, where have you been? Like, not even where you've been my whole life. Because, nigga, I feel like I'd have known you my whole life.
But where have you been to this capacity?
Yes. Where have you been in this time?
Right.
In this one right here. Because I already know you. And the chemistry was like, it's the physical. It's the biological. It's the, like, the mental, you know? Us locking in here, emotional, I'm like, wow, this person is just, we're firing on all fronts when it comes to this. But then the values, the goals, the interests, there were a lot of things that were missing. And I felt like if I had to put it on paper, this person would be ideal for me, right? Like, oh, you are a man of faith. You're a believer, mm-hmm. as we would say. Mm-hmm. You got a great job. You're physically attractive. Like, we have this insane chemistry. But then when I'm thinking about, you don't really want to, I don't want to say engage, but you don't find as much value as I find in hanging out with friends and family.
The things that bring you joy.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, you really got to be specific, because this person will come looking like the perfect package. And then when we start to really dissect, oh, but are we really compatible in this area? And it was really hard. It's really hard to detach and feel like, wow, we have such strong roots.
Yeah.
But then it's just not quite doing what it needs to do.
I know.
And those be the hardest ones to let go.
They do, because I too have felt like that. And because the chemistry is so intense and magnetic.
Yes.
You just want to hold on to it. You know, it's something that feels so fulfilling.
And otherworldly, damn near.
It does. It's like wow. Ooh. Especially if it's something that you don't feel often.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's something that's a stark difference from something where you didn't have that feeling at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, yes. But then as the relationship progresses, it's like
misalignment starts to show itself.
It's not, I guess it's not enough.
No.
Have you ever been in a relationship where maybe the chemistry like wasn't that intense in the beginning, but then you were able to build it over time? Like it grew stronger and it's like, okay, I didn't have that initial like.
Yeah. And I also think that sometimes it's not going to be like that intense, right? Sometimes it's not like a 10. But it could be like a 7 or 8 and it still feels good too. Yeah, I think so. I feel like there's initial chemistry spark where it's like, oh, this is good. This is a vibe. And then over time, you just keep nurturing it and it feels even better. I've had that situation. I feel like that's how I am in my current relationship. I feel like Andres and I definitely had a spark. Like when we met each other, I'm like, bro, we vibe. You already know it was It was giving vibe. I didn't want to go home.
Yeah, I told y'all I had to pull her out. I'm like, baby girl.
Pull me back. I didn't know what it was that like I was attracted.
God willing, there will be more times, but we can't
girl,
be
I
here
felt like I was going to leave him. I'm like, girl, I can't leave.
Numbers have
my
been
man.
Exchanged.
But that wasn't enough for me that night. I'm like, I want to keep hanging out and dancing with him.
I feel you not wanted the night to end.
I didn't. And I was like, there was something that let me know, like, yo, we got some sort of, there. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was physical or if it was.
The energy of the day, you know, like sometimes you go out and you just catch a vibe with somebody.
Yeah, we definitely
we had a good
vibe.
Time. Like we were on the same page. There was mutual attraction and an energy exchange. You
there
know,
was.
It wasn't like I was giving you more than you were giving me or vice versa. It was just like we were vibing.
Actually, I'm going to say we had great chemistry from the beginning.
So
we still have.
There's that.
What about you? Have you ever met somebody that's like, it's not crazy attraction or crazy chemistry, but it built up?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I have.
Would you care to elaborate?
So the thing with me is I feel like.
She's a slow build girl.
I am a slow build girl, which is why I feel like I get so wrapped up and swept up when I have the intense feelings of chemistry, because that's not common.
Yeah.
For me, it's usually like, oh, okay. I feel like a lot of the times for the most healthiest connections, and this may sound toxic, but people like me more than I like them.
Yeah.
And then I build up and I feel like my chemistry starts to reach their level.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can say, yeah, it has happened. Honestly, I feel like I'm still trying to get the perfect combo. I'm still trying to find the perfect combo of the chemistry and the compatibility, because I feel like I often run into situations where it's one or the other more strongly. And I'm like, Lord.
I'm going to weigh in here.
Don't drag me.
Why would I do that here? I would never, girl. No, I feel like when those situations happen, you then ignore the red flags of the incompatibility.
With the chemistry? Or
because the chemistry is like so good.
Oh,
and
yeah,
feel
I know.
It as
I know.
Much or all the time. And I feel like because Brittany has this way of like kind of having a flat affect, like you just mentioned, like.
A what effect?
Flat affect. Like, if you don't really know you and, like, you're not in a relationship with you, you're not, like, easily excitable or, like, you know, it's kind of like.
I know. People say they can't read me.
Yeah. So it kind of comes off as, like,
dry. I don't like that about. No. Dry?
I think you have a great personality. And I feel like people have to engage with you to be able to, like, get it. You know? I feel like otherwise you could walk in and just be like, hi, hello. And then it just be like. If they don't see you interacting with people that you know or, you know, then they might not see like what your personality is. So it can be hard to read. Yeah. Like, is she into this? Is it a vibe?
Because so you're saying it's hard to read if I'm into the situation?
Yeah. Because you don't really display like, oh, I'm really feeling this. When you have a person who has strong chemistry and you feel the magnetic energy, because it doesn't happen often.
Uh-huh.
sometimes it makes you stay in the situation longer
and ignore the red flags.
Yes, because it's like I might not get this type of connection again because it does not happen as frequently, you know?
Right.
But yeah. I think you're great. That was very Libra.
The fuck, the dragon, then, but you're
librarian,
amazing.
Librarian. That was
you're
very
amazing. Librarian.
But I think you're great. Yeah. I do. I think you're fab.
Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Oh my God, we've been talking the whole time without a break.
And then we'll be right back. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, so you were starting to drag me.
Oh my goodness.
About how sometimes the chemistry has me ignoring red flags. And it's true. There are some pitfalls to chemistry.
Yes.
Should we get into them?
I think we should.
First one is mistaken infatuation for compatibility. Mm-hmm. So when you're infatuated, this is fueled by intense chemistry and it can create those feelings of euphoria.
Yeah.
You know, those feelings of like, yes, this is going to work. I feel like this. But the problem is mistaking those intense emotions for the compatibility when that's not what they are. You're infatuated. You're in limerence, babe. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. You're caught up in the what ifs and the potential, yeah, the possibility.
The glow of it all. When you first get into someone with somebody, that should be glowing.
Because we're showing up as our representatives. And most people are showing up as their representatives, their best selves in the beginning. Yeah. And not to say that everyone's a fake and a fraud, but we have to like experience each other with more depth and go through more things and more experiences to really see like if we're working with someone who is compatible. Yeah. When we're in these beginning stages, like I said, with that short little fling, there's no way to really tell, you know, what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you can be dealing with someone who's lacking the foundational basics to really have a sustainable relationship. Yeah. So let's not mistake infatuation for compatibility. That is definitely a pitfall.
Yeah. Another one, which we already were talking about with this girly right here, is, I think all girlies
right,
do
let's not make
I'm not gonna specify as you, make it all specific. I'm generalizing that
because you've done it too.
I have. I just put myself on the stand. You judge and juror. I called me out. I said I've done it, and that's what I'm gonna say. Is you overlook red flags due to an intense attraction, right? So when we are really being pulled by the chemistry, a lot of times it can have us avoiding the red flags or the warning signs that typically we would be like, let me take a second look at that. And as a result, we will either end up staying in things too long, or entering the relationship that lacks compatibility, right? Yeah. It's going to lack the things that's going to keep pushing us forward. And I'm telling y'all, that's why I had to spend a block on it. Because we weren't compatible from the beginning.
Right.
And I was like, damn, but am I missing something? And
then because the chemistry was so good.
The chemistry was so good. I was like, it can't be me. It can't be you. We got to figure it out. Now we fighting for something that don't even exist. Wow.
The most recent time this happened to me, though, I did not ignore the red flag. I was caught up in the chemistry,
we
but
as soon, a clap there.
As soon as the first red flag presented itself, I was gone.
Yeah.
I didn't even try. I said.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it. And
I'm tired. So I have been passing tests lately.
You have. That's great.
I want
that for more of us.
I have been passing tests.
Chemistry will have you blinded.
Yeah.
It will have you blinded.
Another thing it'll have you doing is neglecting your long-term compatibility needs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're focusing on the thrill of the chemistry in the initial stages, we're putting our real core needs on the back burner. Mm. Oh, it's okay if he's not financially stable. Oh, it's okay if he doesn't want kids, even though I really want a family. And this neglect can definitely lead to challenges later on down the line when it's really time to make something shake. You know,
shaking, all right. It ain't what it's supposed to be.
When it's really time to sustain the relationship and create something that's fulfilling,
mm-hmm.
this is when you really feel it. When it's like, oh, okay, I see what's really going on here, and I don't like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now the chemistry is starting to fade.
Yeah. And when the chemistry fades, you realize, oh, it's not enough.
That's usually when I'm like, why am I in this?
That's the sign that, oh, you being fine wasn't enough.
When I take them glasses off of my
girl,
face.
Girl, and then you turn colorblind, you can't see nothing, okay? Everything looking tan and brown. Damn, everything is sepia tone.
It'd be black and white.
The sepia tone?
It really be black and white. You can see it crystal clear.
Nigga, no. It's like, damn, it's just one big blur. Yikes. So, let's get into the importance of compatibility. One key element of having compatibility in your relationship is foundation building, right? That's what compatibility really builds here or adds to your relationship. It's making sure that the relationship has an anchor.
A leg to stand.
You know, to weather the storm, the challenges that are going to come when two people decide that we're going to try to do life together.
And that's really the thing, because we don't look at relationships for what they really should be. Relationships are not all like fairy tales, butterflies, going
on
trips.
Why do we always put those two together?
I don't know.
Why do we do that?
I don't know. But what we see portrayed like in media, and the happy parts, the part that we're chasing, the part that we feel with the chemistry, relationships are really a relation, like relations with somebody else. And you really need to have some things.
You do.
Set in place to have a sturdy foundation to be in relationship with someone. Because like you said, there are going to be hard times. There are going to be difficult conversations. There needs to be some substance. We're going to need to be able to be compatible in our mindset to really navigate through this.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you look like at that point.
I still care.
I care.
But it makes it easier to do, right? Even down to your communication style, your lifestyle preference, having similar goals or like aspirations for what you want to do. That lets me know that, oh, we're working towards the same thing. We're tracking together at the same pace. That makes sense. You have to build the foundation. Otherwise, baby, you on ground. Your shit is on stilts. Can you imagine a damn house on stilts?
Nah.
Babe.
I felt what it feels like to be on stilts, like you walking on them
stilts.
Yes.
Like you walking on those stilts.
It just feels wobbly.
Like, whoa.
It feels like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Another important piece of compatibility is that it helps develop trust. This is really important. I want to know that I can trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that we have a sense of security here. I can trust that you're going to treat me well. I can trust your decision making. I can trust your judgment, your integrity. That is a really important part of a long lasting relationship. Having trust.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a relationship with somebody that you don't trust is not good. We are definitely not compatible.
We won't make
it. If you're a wolf in sheep's clothing, if you're a fucking snake.
We can count on you to have one
frog.
If
you're a snake, right, you can count on it. If you're a snake in the grass.
Get out.
We are not compatible. We are mowing the lawn and revealing and pulling your little ass up out the grass. Why are you a snake over here? How a snake get in here?
I have to trust you. I have to trust you. Once I don't trust you anymore. Oh,
it's done. We're not compatible.
Integrity is so important.
What did Megan just say?
She said a lot.
As soon as you stop treating me right, I'm leaving you.
What did she say? That?
She said that in hiss with the snakes.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust is important.
Another thing that's really important when it comes to your compatibility is that it enhances your communication. The better your communication is, you really avoid the simple misunderstandings. And we know that, like we said, things are going to happen that's going to call for you guys to have to sit down and have hard conversations and say, look, we might not agree, but how can we gracefully talk about whatever it is that we're going through and maintain respect for one another? You know, the respect has to be at the motherfucking forefront.
The respect needs to be there for sure.
The forefront. But the more you have great communication, it prevents a healthier dynamic overall. Being able to talk.
Being able to express your needs, your desires, yeah, your expectations, not walking on eggshells when it's time to have conversations. We know how that feels. We know how it feels trying to communicate with somebody who is not easy to communicate with, mm-hmm, who's not receptive, who doesn't feel like they're a teammate. Like, you got to figure out a perfect setting. How you going to say it? I hope, yeah, I don't provoke, you know, any anxiety. I hope.
Yeah.
It's like, bruh, I just want to be able to have a conversation. And we all know that the common goal is to figure out a solution.
Yeah. I would even say, like, the difficulty is when somebody has different outlook, like different perspective, and are like either closed-minded or pessimistic. Oh, I can't stand talking to a pessimistic motherfucker.
I can't stand talking to someone who's a contrarian, a pessimist.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Or they just want to debate all the time. Listen, this is not the debate team. I am your one.
Even those things are the things that you should try to look out for when it comes to compatibility. Like, are you one of those people who likes to go against the grain all the time? Ooh, I'm not.
Right.
That's so difficult. Yeah, I know.
Another one? Mm-hmm. Supporting shared growth.
Yeah.
So compatibility is really important when it comes to supporting shared growth within a relationship. We want to grow together. Like we said, we want to pursue common goals and we want to adapt to the changes that may come against the relationship. United.
Yeah.
Together we stand.
Yeah.
This is going to help deepen our connection over time. When it's together we stand. You know that we are a unit.
Yeah. And that's another thing which takes us into the next important aspect of compatibility is your ability to navigate challenges. Relationships are hard, y'all. They can be tough. They shouldn't be an ordeal. So I'm not one of those people who thinks that you should struggle in love. That's dead. I don't believe that. Just kick that to the curb. But we know that two people deciding to come together, we're going to face challenges and differences. But when we have strong foundation of compatibility, it makes facing those challenges that much more easier to do, right? It creates the framework for us to problem solve, for us to compromise, for us to come to a mutual understanding. This is what we need to be able to move forward together as partners.
It does. And ultimately, the benefit of compatibility is a long-term fulfillment, something that's not a fling, a mm-hmm, situationship, you know, something that's not temporary. I mean, if you want that, that's fine.
No tea.
That's fine. That's no tea, no shade. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you want something a little temporary. But if you're looking for something sustainable, somebody that you can build with, you're more likely to have that long-term fulfillment having this compatibility because you're aligned.
Yeah.
You're more aligned than not. And this helps you. This helps with the satisfaction for both parties in the relationship.
And the overall, just like you said, fulfillment. That's what we want. Relationships that are fulfilling, that make us feel good, that are reciprocal. That are reciprocal.
I think that's the part that makes it feel like this is easy amidst relationships being hard.
Yeah.
You know, it feels easier.
Easeful.
When there's compatibility.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
mm-hmm,
that's when you say, my best friend.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Then we start calling, Daddy,
am I your baby?
Daddy, am I your baby? Okay, y'all. So we're going to take a quick break, but make sure you come back because you know we got some tools for your ass.
We do.
Stick around.
So yeah, before we get into our tools, let's make sure we're rating, reviewing, sharing the episodes. The girls
heavy on the sharing.
Heavy on the share.
Yeah.
Heavy on the share.
Keyword here, share.
On your social platforms. If you have a homegirl who you know is caught up, send this episode to her.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's all you got to do is send a little episode. Like, girl, listen to this.
Yeah.
This helped me. Maybe it can help you.
We or just put y'all on.
Drop it in the group chat. So do that. Also, leave us a comment, a review. On Apple Podcasts, you can also comment specifically on the episodes in Spotify. We love to read those. We love to get those flowers. Mm-hmm. I really love those flowers. And I like to empty them out and put new ones in the vase every week.
Exactly.
I don't want to keep living off of last week's flowers and they done turned into dried potpourri.
Yeah, potpourri. And also make sure you're engaged with the content on YouTube. If you're watching this, thank you. If you're a visual mommy and you haven't started watching us on YouTube, what are you doing, girl? But you can leave your comments. Make sure you follow, subscribe, do all the things over there too. Lastly, join us over at the Homegirl Hangout. It's our exclusive membership community. A lot of the girls, we're seeing you trickle over there, and we are so happy to have you. This platform allows us to give you more of what you already love. If you love the episodes and the content that we put out here on the main platform, you are really going to enjoy the Homegirl Hangout. There's bonus content, extra episodes that are similar to what we're doing here. Brittany and I check in monthly to just let y'all know how we're feeling and navigating through the month. There's affirmations, journal prompts, a ton of good things. So the link is in the show notes, and you can join us over there by just getting your ass over
getting
there.
Getting over there.
That's it.
Getting over there. Mm-hmm. So let's get back to the show.
Let's get it. So we are going to jump into your tools, honey, because we ultimately want to be able to balance chemistry and compatibility.
We do. We want the sweet spot.
We want the sweet spot.
I hear it's about 70-80%.
Of what?
What you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. We already know that. It's the 80-20
rule. It's the 70-80.
It's the 80-20.
Yeah.
That means get 80% of what you like, and then on the other 20 that you are not successful with, you probably got to chuck it up. You might have to take an L on that, but it's really not an L. You're just compromising, because really the truth of the matter is you're not going to get 100% of everything that you want out of a person. This is not motherfucking Build-A-Bear. So the first tip that we want to give you, if you are either looking to curate or balance or establish this type of chemistry and compatibility, that perfect mix, you need to tap in with yourself. Okay.
It always starts with self.
It's the self-awareness. So before you enter into a relationship, let's take some time to self-reflect, right? Even if you are in a relationship, get into your reflective bag, introspective bag. You want to understand your own values, your priorities, and your personal goals, because ultimately when you know what it is that you're really looking for, this helps to guide you in your quest for what it is that you hope a person will bring and align with you.
Yes.
You know, it needs to be an enhancement of sorts.
Yes.
I already know what I want. And now you are bringing that to the table, and I'm clear on it.
You're able to easily identify.
And if you're not somebody who's looking for a long-term relationship, just consider, what do you want in this moment?
Yeah.
You know, be honest with yourself. What are your non-negotiables? What are the things that you're flexible about? And move forward in your pursuits at that point.
This is really important. Being self-aware and knowing what you want and what you need.
Yeah.
So that you're not just accepting whatever somebody comes to the table with.
The offering.
Yeah, it's actually doesn't work for me.
It actually needs to be a tithe. It needs to be an exact amount. Don't give me the offering. Don't give me the offering. That's up for debate. Okay? Don't bring an offering.
The tenth.
Bring the tithe. The tenth. Bring the tithe when you come to me. Please.
The tenth.
Please.
Okay. Next tool. We have to establish a standard of mutual respect here. This is very important that we respect each other's boundaries and opinions. Even in moments of disagreement, we want to approach these discussions with kindness, softness, you know?
Oh, yes. Like that. Yeah.
Softness, because the mutual respect lays a groundwork for your relationship. So you want to have that established here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is a really key piece of compatibility, like having that respect for each other. And I think that if you maybe not have like super high chemistry, that can help intensify it. Knowing that, you know, I respect how this person thinks, you know, I respect their opinions, their views, and I feel equally respected.
And I really like the idea of setting the standard, you know, like this isn't just something that we do when we feel like it. No. Every time there's always, I respect you, your boundaries, your opinions. You respect me, my boundaries and my opinions. That's very mature. That's giving grown.
Yeah.
Because I've been in some stuff where I wasn't grown and it's giving, boy, fuck you.
For real.
It's giving no respect. Now I know we're not compatible.
Yeah, we've operated like that. You haven't respected me. You walking around being disrespectful or doing stuff outside of this home.
And now there's no harmony.
Yeah.
Next, y'all.
Respect at the forefront.
Next tool. to help cultivate your perfect balance or your ideal balance of chemistry and compatibility is to be friends. You have to cultivate a strong friendship beyond romantic feelings. A deep friendship really ensures a solid connection. It also provides support and understanding for challenging times, right? So this can be done by engaging in activities you both enjoy, like we mentioned earlier. So if it's going to be hiking, watching movies, or playing games, you really want to build a connection of friendship. You know, even when we ain't fucking, I like you.
And that's why I like the slow burn. Yeah. That's why I like a slow build, I should say. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it allows us the space to, like, create and foster a friendship. Mm-hmm. It's not just, like, super physical.
Yeah.
Or
immediately jumps into romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I really like who you are as a person. Like, you're cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes that potentially, if the relationship does have to end, cause like it to be a little harder.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't have to end and it's a relationship that is able to be sustained, I think that that is so great to have that like friendship, that genuine friendship. I like
once
you.
I'm done with you, baby, we ain't friends. You know, it's giving enemy. It's giving frenemy.
Damn.
Maybe not an enemy, but boy, get the fuck on. You know.
Yeah, go on about
frenemy.
Your way. Go on
about bye. Your way. It was nice knowing you.
Your way.
Smile on your face. On your back. It'll always give associate though. It'll give associate. It'll give us so shit. Hey, Bookie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next tool, next tip. We have to build a strong emotional connection.
Mm-hmm. Is this the tip for you?
This is for me. So the way that we foster an emotional connection is by being vulnerable mm-hmm. and transparent with people.
Yeah.
Letting them see the pieces of us.
Pieces.
Yeah.
We sign
up. Yeah. Yeah, so you have to share your feelings, encourage your partner to share their feelings. Mm-hmm. We're getting beneath the surface here. That definitely is what's going to create something that's deeper when you're having these moments of vulnerability.
And encouraging your chemistry too, right? That psychological chemistry yeah. then can get ignited. It's like
the intimacy,
you and my brain.
The closeness, the understanding.
You're in my brain with it.
There's probably been, I can identify where there's probably been some instances where I have blocked the chemistry because of my disconnect from my emotions sometimes. Maybe they weren't worthy of them. I don't know. But yeah, I'm not quick to be super emotional with someone.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is an area of opportunity. If you too are challenged with your emotional connection, open up.
Yeah.
Within reason. You don't have to put it all on the flow immediately. But if it's safe, if you can assess and use some discernment to decide if it's safe, you can open up gradually. But this is a very important piece. You cannot have the chemistry and the compatibility without the emotional connection because then you're fake and it's not real.
One thing you're going to call out is the fakeness. You'd be like, it's fake. You
fake.
If you're doing that. Everybody like you fake.
It's fake. It's fake.
It's giving fake.
Yeah.
Next, y'all, next tool, next tip, as the girl said, is a healthy physical intimacy. Making sure you connected on a little teetedly. Beep, beep, beep.
So let's get physical. Physical.
So physical chemistry or a healthy physical part of your relationship, it's not a make or break, but it's nice to have.
What?
It's not a make or break, but what we have to do is
baby, it can't break it.
But that's why it needs to be a healthy physical intimacy. We need to balance the physical connection with the emotional connection to create a well-rounded approach. Remember, yes. We're going for a balance.
We're going
here.
For balance. Yes, I agree.
We're going for balance
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
So the way that we do this is engage in open communication about your desires and your boundaries. Now, you ain't got to be doing that backdoor shit if you don't want to. Okay. But this helps to ensure a healthy and satisfying physical connection.
Satisfying.
Okay. If you want to do a little something, you got to vocalize it. Hey, babe, I really like it if we tried that thing that
and
they
I
were
do.
Doing in Dipsy.
Like, baby, I really like when you.
I know what you like. I thought you were about to
eat it up. Get any nigga that will eat it up.
Yeah, but it's like being vocal, and that can be tough.
It can be tough, but what I've learned is there's ways. There's so many like question games, and if you do like your relationship check-ins, that's the perfect opportunity to express if you need something different.
Or if you don't want to do
or
something,
if you don't
want to
do something
doing.
That you've been doing to make sure that you maintain a healthy physical connection.
Yeah.
That's something that should be frequently communicated. I feel like sometimes it has been taboo because people have made it seem like physical connection should just be natural and you know what to do. But we know that's not the case. Every time you get into a new relationship, it's like a whole new experience.
And learning the person.
Learning them and them learning you and you letting them know, you know, maybe what you did with baby girl.
Don't do that on me.
Don't give me the
stiff tongue, baby.
And then maybe if you didn't do it, you're going to have to get adapted to doing it here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get adapted.
And to your point about it being taboo, I feel like there's such this like stigma around like if I tell you what to do, then it means that I'm not happy or I'm not satisfied. It's good, but let's make it great or let's make it better. Okay, you got a B. We're going for an A.
We're going for an A. I mean, come on. Because I feel like that is an indicator that I want to be with you and I want us to have a good time.
Oh,
if I'm coming here and I'm communicating, you know, I like toys involved. Mm.
She's giving y'all. Now this is giving Patreon.
Okay. I'm gonna stop.
It's okay. No, tell me. Let them see what they're missing.
I'm just saying, I would communicate like I like toys involved and I would communicate clearly, like not because I don't think you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But because I'm self-aware
and
I know what I like and I know what I need. This is something that is a great addition. This is something that is going to, you know, we're going to have a great time. Because you know what? Mm. I feel like I'm really aware and in tune with what a man needs and I'm able to show up and show out in that way.
Yeah. But gonk, gonk, 5,000, 3,000. You know, you get to
Germany.
No, and it turned into a horrible decision.
We don't need to take it there. Okay. We don't need to take it all the way there. I'm just saying. I feel like a lot of women, we know what to do. We know how to be our tippy toes. We know how to do it all.
We
know how to do it all.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I know how to do it all, then I'm well within my right to tell you what you need to do if you're not doing it. You know? That's it.
Okay, let's get to the next tip. So funny.
I'm just saying.
This could not be a sex podcast.
It couldn't because we're too goofy.
We're too immature in that area. We were like,
I really need to stop.
I mean, it's just y'all here for what y'all here for. Go where you need to go to get that.
Go on to the next tip.
Go ahead. It's on you.
It's on me? Okay.
It's on you, baby.
So our next tip is to be adaptable.
Mm-hmm.
This can be a challenge, but life is full of changes. We have to be willing to adapt and compromise when we're faced with challenges. Can't be set in stone, stuck in our ways. Yeah. There are moments where we have to be adaptable and flexible to weather the storm. Mm-hmm. We have to work together.
That's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Another tip, y'all, because remember, we're creating this balance of compatibility and chemistry, is conflict resolution. So we need to learn healthy conflict resolution skills because disagreements are natural. Like we said, life is going to happen. But how you handle the disagreements will significantly impact the balance between the compatibility and the chemistry. I might have really fucked with you, but the way we had that last argument, I don't like you no more.
Yeah, if you
don't know how to handle me.
Anger and
Yeah, you don't. So instead of avoiding disagreements, it is. Address them calmly and constructively. This builds resilience in the relationship and helps to preserve the compatibility.
It does. I like to smooth over disagreements with love.
Mm.
You know, if we have a difficult conversation.
What do you do?
Once I get out of my stubborn ways.
A hug and a kiss. Yeah, let's bring it back.
That's a good way to enforce, you know, I'm here. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Here.
Because, you know, when people run or they go up and smoke. I'm saying, you know, you've had the conflict where it's like we enemies and I don't know. We're not talking for a few days.
And
I feel like that chips away slowly at the relationship.
It does.
Because now you was out while we wasn't talking. Doing God knows what.
I'm so glad I'm past that phase of my life. I'm really, and I know that's a young girl's game. I haven't been there in a long time. I was there for a long time.
Real bad.
You know, where it's like, we cool, and then we not, and then we not talking for days on ends, and now we giving each other the silent treatment. It's like, bruh.
It really wrecks your nervous system.
And it also wrecks the relationship.
It does.
You know, it's like, we don't have a firm foundation. We don't. I don't like it.
See? Hmm. So another thing we're going to be doing is constantly evaluating.
Mm-hmm.
Regularly assessing the state of the relationship is key. We're not going through these relationships turning blind eyes, not having conversations. Yes, because we have to understand that the balance of compatibility and chemistry is going to change over time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not just you figure it out and you ride that wave, especially in long-term relationships where you've been in relationships for years.
Yeah.
People change, their interests change.
And there's just like an ebb and flow.
Yeah.
Like there's moments where you're super locked in with the person. And it's like, yo, everything you're doing is turning me on. You're turning me on.
It's giving
like we really connected in this way. And then there's moments where that flame sort of fizzles out. And what's keeping things on track is the compatibility. It's the commitment to like our shared goals and our interests and our aspirations. That's what's fueling the fire. So,
And you have to have these conversations. You have to check in with each other. You have to discuss if there's any concerns. Ensure that your needs and expectations continue to be met. Frequent check-ins are important. So you figure out what that cadence is in your relationship. If it's weekly, if it's monthly, quarterly, you'd have a bigger one at the top of the year. You know, figure out what you need so that you're staying in tune with each other. And making adjustments where needed. And it's not like, I just woke up and I don't know. You know, we were just disconnected and we fell apart.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Lastly, y'all, seek professional help if needed. So we know that it can be challenging navigating life together again. If you are in a situation where you're like, yo, I just feel like we really locked in and we need better tools to help us stay on the path, tap in with somebody. Sit down, help them give you a better framework for understanding one another. You know, again, additional tools to help you navigate challenges and tough times, communication strategies. Do the research, do the legwork.
Do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, y'all, we just want to let you know that finding the right balance of chemistry and compatibility is an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that takes continuous effort. And practice, and don't get discouraged. When you know better, you do better. So if you're not in a relationship and you're dating, you know, you're having a good time, keep your head on a swivel, you know, stay on your toes. Don't allow yourself to get swept up in chemistry. Understand what your deal breakers are, what you need, what you're not going to take, and be okay with walking away once you recognize that something is not in alignment with you and have the knowing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That there is something that would be a better balance, you know?
I love that.
There's an abundance of people that can give you what you need, but you can't be with somebody who's not
heavy
to receive it.
Heavy on that. All right, girly. So we have transitioned to our last segment of the show. It's time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
This is the part of the show where we get to share all the things that are checking us, wrecking us, inspiring us, things that we are loving. It's also your chance to send us things that you are loving via the Homegirl Hotline.
Or a question.
Yes. So if there's a product that you like or you need our advice or you want to chat, give us our flowers, use the number that is in the description.
So
mm-hmm.
I've been listening to a book on my Spotify Premium account. That's part of the gym right there. If you are a Spotify Premium member, you can listen to 15 hours of audiobooks every month.
Yeah. It's the
and month. They have all the books.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to this book on my morning walks. It's called The Creative Act of Way of Being by Rick Rubin. Rick Rubin, he's a music producer mm-hmm. or executive. But basically, the book is talking about how we are all born creatives, just like we're all born curious. And I feel like sometimes we quiet that part of ourselves because it doesn't come off like we think it should.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But he speaks about really tapping into your creative power, which I want to do, and being a vessel. You know, the way that he explains and breaks down the concept and the philosophies is really good. And so if you're someone who's in a similar space, I think that you will find great joy in this book.
I've seen that you shared this one and someone else on my Instagram that I follow shared it. So I was like, okay, I probably should tap in, you know, collective consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Collective consciousness.
Yeah. So
we'll link it in the show notes.
We'll link it in the show notes. It's a quick listen, 5 hours, 45 minutes.
Perfect. Okay. Well, this was cute and fun.
This was.
And we hope you enjoyed it. Remember to
know that you are loved.
That too. Tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl. And we will see you here next week. Love you.
Bye.